I want my country back, and the country I'm talking about would not tolerate this nonsense.
But now you have a choice. There is a party that will represent you and stand up for common sense.
And when the dam bursts, it will do so spectacularly.
I overturned the biggest ever Conservative majority of 25,500 people.
Well, if Britain is broken, then logically, Britain needs reform.
Hello, and welcome to the Reform Party podcast. This has been billed as a Ukraine special, and so it is. And the reason I'm doing it is that this has been an absolutely momentous week in geopolitics. I'm recording this on Thursday the 6th of March 2025, and a week ago exactly, Keir Starmer went to America to meet President Trump for the first time. The media coverage suggested that the trip was a great success, that the Prime Minister had been successful in going into the lion's den and coming out unscathed. In fact, if you watch the footage of the press conference that took place afterwards, it's quite clear that what happened was that throughout the visit, Trump was trolling him. He reached out and touched his lapel and said, "Nice suit," a clear reference to the Lord Ali scandal. He complimented him on his wonderful accent, again, a barbed reference to the scandal over his voice coach. Bit by bit, if you study the tape carefully, it's quite clear that he was being trolled throughout. And there was Starmer preening himself over the flattering words. This was then followed up the following day by the infamous meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky, who was effectively ejected from the White House, having been humiliated in public. This was uncomfortable viewing. It reminded me of the bit at the start of The Lion King where Scar plays with the mouse he was about to eat. After throwing him out, Trump then said he was withdrawing support for the war in Ukraine. And this led to a couple of U-turns by Zelensky, who initially went back to Trump, apologised and said it wouldn't happen again, and then subsequently decided that he didn't want peace after all. So as I speak, I don't really know where we are with that. What I do know is that Keir Starmer was quick to jump into the breach to try to canvass support for his coalition of the willing. I prefer to call it the coalition of the stupid, because it really was. Stupid in two senses. First of all, we don't have the capacity in Europe to take on the kind of war without the intelligence that we get from America, from the satellites, etc. We have no means of prosecuting the war. If we couldn't be successful in winning with American support, there's absolutely no way that we can be successful without it. Secondly, there's no way that Keir Starmer is going to get public support in the UK for putting boots on the ground, even supposing he could find soldiers willing to fight. It's just not going to happen. So where are we now? Well, it's quite clear to me that this war cannot be won by either side. It has morphed into a war of attrition, the kind of trench foot warfare that we experienced in 1914 in the First World War. As I said, it's quite clear that Trump is not going to continue to support the war with money and weapons, and without that support, it cannot continue. So it follows from this that the only way that this useless conflict can end is with a peace settlement, and that's what we should keep in mind. Not only that, but every day of delay in implementing the inevitable peace settlement means that hundreds of Ukrainian and Russian young men are going to die needlessly on the battlefield. So what's Reform's take on this? Well, listen to Nigel, who 10 years ago made this speech predicting precisely what would happen.
By not becoming a political union with an expansionist foreign policy, with an aim to militarise as quickly as they can. Indeed, Baroness Cathy Ashton, the British commissioner, is pushing very hard for a European Air Force and for a series of drones. And if you actually look at what's happened with the Ukraine, we've had a message that's been sent out now for 10 years, and this is not just the EU. Indeed, David Cameron, Nick Clegg, and I'm afraid Ed Miliband too, have all been saying to the Ukraine, look, why don't you come and join the European Union? While you're at it, why don't you join NATO too? And this is something that has been seen by Putin to be a deeply provocative act. We have given false hope to those Western Ukrainians. And did you see them with their EU flags and their banners? They actually toppled a democratically elected leader. Yes, I know Ukraine's corrupt. I know he wasn't perfect, but they toppled a leader. And I do not want to be part of an emerging expansionist EU foreign policy. I think it'll be a danger to peace. We're happy to go and bomb Libya. You did that, and 3.5 years on, the situation in Libya is worse than it was. You were absolutely hell-bent on getting involved militarily in the war in Syria. And I personally am delighted we didn't go to war in Syria, and we're not going to get involved, I hope, in military conflict in the Ukraine.
I received a comment on a podcast that I put out the other day, which I'll read to you. We're Reform members. We have been for about 2 years, but today, after Farage has spoken about the Ukraine war, we're considering returning to the Tories. Trump considers Farage a fool to manipulate. Plus, look at the Chagos deal. Well, I can deal with the Chagos deal quite easily. Reform has always been implacably opposed to it, and that's on record. There was an attempt to smear Nigel as a Putin apologist during the last election campaign, and some of that seems to have stuck. But anyone familiar with the history of the conflict will know that there's a great deal more nuance than the mainstream media will admit. As always in wartime, truth is the first casualty, and my sense is that the UK public are split down the middle. For example, last year I had members threatening to leave the party because Richard Tice went on an aid convoy to Ukraine. My advice to Reform activists would be to say as little as possible until the dust has settled and the outcomes are clearer. And taking my own advice to heart, I'm going to end this podcast. But thank you very much for joining me.